Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain told CNN today, "It looks like I changed my story. I didn't change my story." He's talking about his response to revelations that the National Restaurant Association settled two sexual harassment suits against Cain when he headed that organization in the 90s. He'd said earlier he wasn't aware of a settlement but knew about an agreement, and now he's differentiating between the two. What does this matter, and how is it all playing out? Herman Cain is, after all, a front runner in the presidential race on the Republican side. Let's check in with Charlie Mattesian. He's national politics editor for Politico. And Charlie, this all started just on Sunday. It's had quite an arc when one of your reporters approached Herman Cain, you know, outside of an event, and asked him if he knew of sexual harassment suits against him. He didn't answer, and now, as we said he's remembered what he thought were completely baseless accusations and what he thought was an agreement but not a settlement. So just start with that first moment on Sunday. You know, your critics are saying that this was gotcha journalism. Was this the first his campaign had heard about this?
Oh, no, absolutely not, Robin. We knew when we began pursuing the allegations that it was a really explosive story that we were working on, and clearly in the context of a presidential race where you have a candidate who's surging in the polls, and given the nature of the allegations, we knew it was very serious business. So we pursued it for several weeks, talked to dozens and dozens of people, and then about maybe a week or 10 days before that Sunday confrontation, we went to the campaign itself, told them what we had, and tried to get a response from them. So that's when it started, and that actually started a chain of events where the campaign provided conflicting accounts to us, and to be honest, in many ways, didn't take us very seriously, and we were a little bit perplexed at first about their response, because typically in a situation like this where a news publication, as you know, takes something like this to a campaign, the response is very different. They very quickly go to DEFCON 5 and and prepare how they're going to respond to it. But in this case, it was almost the opposite.
Well, and the campaign is saying that they're a small organization. They're sort of come from behind, underdogs. They're not used to this kind of thing, which might appeal to their base. But on the other hand, we also know that it's being positioned as him being the new. Well, let's listen to conservative pundit Ann Coulter speaking last night to Sean Hannity on Fox News.
This is now the second time a conservative black has had outrageous and what appear to be
false
allegations of a sexual nature leveled against him by the left. Clarence Thomas, of course.
And we find it interesting that there are people on the left who do see a comparison with Clarence Thomas, but of course through a very different prism. But just to ask you, Charlie, what more do we know about these allegations? There was a settlement. What kind of settlement, and what do we know as to whether or not these allegations were true or false?
Well, first of all, I want to make clear, nothing in our story, despite what you may have heard in that radio clip, has been proven false. The campaign has, what they've denied has nothing to do with the specifics of our story. So I wanted to make that clear.
You're being positioned as you're being the one raising false allegations, but your allegation is that he was charged with sexual harassment, which it appears he was.
And they also haven't addressed the specifics of what we wrote. And I'll tell you what we reported. We reported that when Herman Cain was the head of the National Restaurant Association in the 1990s, at least two female employees complained to colleagues and senior association officials about inappropriate behavior by Mr. Cain, and ultimately left their jobs at the trade group. Further, we reported that the women complained of sexually suggestive behavior by Mr. Cain that made them angry and uncomfortable, and that they signed agreements with the restaurant group that gave them financial payouts to leave the association. Now, those agreements, and this is the reason why the women haven't been identified or haven't gone public, these agreements also included language that bars the women from talking about the circumstances surrounding their departures. So what we have reported is that there are two settlements out there, and what hasn't been addressed is the fact of the settlements.
And nobody has disputed that. Charlie Mattesian, a national politics editor for Politico, which first revealed these allegations of sexual harassment against Herman Cain. We'll see how that plays out during the week. Charlie, thanks so much.
Thanks for your time.